South Carolina and all the ships at sea. We are live from George Coleman Ford. We encourage you to come out here and see us today. Cars cost less than Travelers Rest. I'll prove that in a minute. Also, the Papa John's Pizza has just arrived. We're going to feed you. We've got drinks for you. Everything. Come on out. Talk some football today. We'll talk a little Georgia Southern later as well and what Clemson fans can look forward to in that contest. I was talking about the great deals here. Let me give you one example. And by the way, these are internet deals. These are do not snooze. These are once they're gone, they're gone. Here's one of them. A 2018 Ford Focus SE with power and sync and everything you can think of, six-speed automatic power shift, loaded vehicle, magnetic, charcoal black color. That's what we're talking about. The MSRP on this vehicle is $21,120. George Coleman Ford has a final price on it of $16,231. But today, for a WCCP special, a road rage special, they're going to give it to you for $15,999. That's as low as it can possibly get. That deal is available right now. It's available today. Take advantage. Call them up. Come and get that vehicle today. All right, lots to get to. You want to join the conversation, you're welcome to. We're going to take you back in a minute. Back to last year. Before we do all of that, Boston College played Wake Forest yesterday. It was a game that started while we were on the air. I thought it was a game Boston College really controlled, dominated. I think that those two teams could play each other 10 times. I think BC would win every one. Wake Forest had two special teams touchdowns. And you're never going to get that in a single game. I thought that Wake had a lot of fourth down conversions, a lot of things that, and still they found themselves down 14 with a minute left. They scored a late garbage touchdown to make that thing closer than it actually was. But BC is all that in a bag of chips. They are a dangerous, dangerous football team. I warned about this team and the rise of Anthony Brown and A.J. Dillon before people even knew who they were. I warned about them last year before the Clemson game, and I've been talking about them since. I talked frequently about how they averaged 40 points the second half of last year, and people just didn't pay attention to it. And so this number that Vegas put on them, the number we gave out on the over on the totals, the win season totals was at 5.5. And I said that they were going to win at least 9. I'm telling you right now, when I watch Boston College, they have a chance to be an 11-1 type team. I don't know what makes people think that any of these teams they're going to play are going to beat them. I think they're just scratching the surface of what they're going to become. Miami's not beating them. Virginia Tech's not beating them. None of those teams are beating them. The only team that's on their schedule that I think has a reasonable expectation to beat them is Clemson. And that game's up there. I put Boston College 21 in my preseason ratings, which I believe was higher than anybody else had them anywhere. Having said that, I mean, in my national ratings. Having said that, I'm not sure they're not more like a 10. I don't think there's going to be any issue with Clemson not playing a ranked team because I don't see anybody beating Boston College. I don't see any of these teams they're playing beating them. NC State's not beating them. Virginia Tech's not beating them. Miami's not beating them. Nobody on that side of the division not named Clemson is beating them. Florida State's definitely not beating them. That bully beatdown that Boston College put on Florida State last year up at Chestnut Hill, the Seminole people are going to get to see that firsthand in Tallahassee this year. It's not going to be any different. I mean, look, injuries can change it. Brown could get hurt tomorrow, and that may change it. But I don't know how people have slept on this team as long as they have. You know, Ramona, let's go back. These clips you have are from 9/22 last year. That's before the Clemson game. Is that right?
Yes.
And this is before A.J. Dillon had done anything. I mean, he had not done anything as at that point in time. All right, play me whatever you have there.
Okay.
Boston College has at least four players that are of extreme interest to me. I'm interested to see how Anthony Brown at quarterback develops. I think he could wind up being the best Boston College quarterback since Matt Ryan. The freshman running back, A.J. Dillon, I think is a freak of nature and is going to be a big-time player at BC. And I'm telling you, watch this A.J. Dillon kid the rest of the year. And mark this down, Ramona. This A.J. Dillon kid for BC, I think he's going to start ripping off 100-yard games. I think he had 57 in this game, something like that. But he's not going to see another defense like Clemson's. There's not going to be another defense like that. I think he's going to start ripping off 100-yard games real soon. Watch him. Special player.
All right. You know, I said that at the Clemson game last year when Dillon hadn't done anything and nobody knew anything about Brown. And I was warning about the rise of Boston College. Ramona has two other clips. They're similar in which I warn of the rise of Boston College. And this was when nobody knew anything about Boston College. Nobody. Nobody knew about A.J. Dillon. I mean, they knew he was a recruit, but he hadn't done anything on the field of play yet. And, you know, and I said he was going to start ripping off 100-yard games. He actually started, he started ripping off 168-yard games because that's what he averaged. He's an absolute monster with great feet for a big back and long speed for a big back. And Brown, you know, it's funny. I warned about Brown. I warned that stats were not going to tell the story with Brown. That if you just watch him, you could tell, if you understand what talent looks like, even though he hadn't done much statistically, the impact he was making at BC. And now you're seeing it full frontal. I mean, Brown is becoming an enormous factor. And Boston College has offensive team speed. They have guys that they can hand it to on jet sweeps and keep you honest. They have a power game. They have a window dressing game. They have a speed game to the edge. And their receivers and the tight ends are better than everybody thinks. Oh, yeah, and their offensive line has enormous continuity, a ton of starts together. Not to mention that, their pair of defensive ends, Zach Allen and Wyatt Ray, people don't get this either. That's the second-best pair of defensive ends in the ACC, only after Clemson's. And Allen is going to be a round one pick, and Wyatt Ray gets after the quarterback, and they have depth behind him. Those two safeties, Dennis and Harris, that whole group on the back end, they can all play. But those two safeties are probably the best pair of safeties in the ACC. This is the deepest Boston College team I've seen. And I can tell you, Adazio even loves their depth at quarterback. They love the E.J. Perry kid behind Brown. This is a dangerous, dangerous football team that's just beginning to understand who they are. They don't even know yet. But when they figure it out, good luck. Good luck to the people on that schedule beating them. Because it's not happening. None of those teams are beating BC. This is your wake-up call. When I put BC 21st before the country in the country before the season, everybody thought that was crazy. Well, because again, Vegas had their total at 5.5, all right, so a sub 500 team. And I put them 21st in the country. I underestimated them. even though I guarantee you, you know, I was the first person talking about Brown and Dillon, especially Brown, because nobody even knew who Brown was. But Dillon had not set off on anything at that point, had not done really anything when I warned about him. But he was a more highly regarded recruit. So there was that. But when I look at Boston College now and I think about the other teams in the league and the other teams in the Atlantic, and I ask myself, who is beating the team, this team, with that personnel? None of those teams are. The only team that can beat BC is Clemson. So this notion of, well, they could be a 6-win team or they could be a 7-win team. Look, injuries can change everything. But barring significant injury, that, as I said before the year, that's a minimum 9-win team. And when I look at them now, I think they're at least a 10-win team. I don't see BC losing more than two games. I think they're 10-2 or better. I just don't see any, you know, look, they've got, people need to wake up. They have a Herschel Walker character at running back. I mean, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about a guy who's averaging 170 yards rushing per game the last 10 games. That leads the nation. You're talking about a 240-pound back with long speed. And, oh, yeah, Brown, their quarterback, threw five touchdown passes last night on the road. Five. This team doesn't really have a weak area. If they do, it may be their run defense. It may be their overall run defense. But I wouldn't book on it. You look at Boston College in totality compared to any other team in the Atlantic, not named Clemson, and tell me how any of those teams are going to beat them. I don't care where the games are played. Neither does Boston College, by the way. They proved the second half last year they can win on the road, and they proved it again last night. Not that Wake Forest is some daunting environment. It's not. And I know, look, before the year, my only two concerns about BC was that Brown was healthy, and they held him out. You know, here's another thing. Here's a little news flash. This guy hasn't played football. He was held out of all contact. He didn't play in the spring. He didn't play for much of the fall. So, newsflash, he's just warming up. The guy who threw five touchdown passes last night, he's just warming up. And then, you look at these other teams, Louisville and NC State and, you know, Syracuse and Wake Forest, who they've already taken care of. I mean, how many those teams are going to beat this BC team? Good luck. Good luck. I don't see it. I don't see it. I think BC wins 10 games or more. 10 or more. And at 21, I think I actually underrated them. So this stuff about Clemson not playing ranked teams, don't worry about it. Because when they play BC, they may be playing a top 10 team. Again, they have a modern-age Herschel Walker type at tailback. It's time that people open their eyes to that. You know, remember, who was it before the year? I can't even remember, Mona. One of those idiot magazines, and people were writing me about this, they put A.J. Dillon like the 45th player in the country.
They did.
Yeah. How about now, geniuses? Jeez. Good grief. We are live at George Coleman Ford. Before we go to break, I have one thing I want to say, and it's this. There are a lot of people right now who are being impacted badly by that storm, and their lives are being changed. And they're going to need a lot of help moving forward. Their homes are going to be destroyed. It's truly a sad situation. But I also want to remind you this. On my way here, and when I got here, everyone was talking about it. Just down the road here, 25, there was a terrible accident. There were police cars everywhere. There's a vehicle out in a field. There's nothing left to it. The vehicle was in 1,000 pieces. I've never seen anything like it. Nothing left to it. The point is that, you know, we're never guaranteed anything in life. You're not guaranteed to make it home at the end of the day. Make sure the people that you care about know that you do. Walt Diptilli, Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
Do you love pets? How about helping Clemson Paw Partners? We're a nonprofit organization that cares about animal welfare, and we are in need of help. If you would like to help, go to clemsonpawpartners.org. And please be responsible. Spay and neuter your pets. Lack of doing so causes many pets to go unwanted and are in need of homes. Our mission is to improve animal welfare and decrease pet overpopulation in our community. Donations help low-income families with the cost of spay and neuter and other necessary medical treatments. Please follow us on Facebook at Clemson Paw Partners.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Hey, sports fans. Football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
Come to Lion Metal Roofing this Saturday and celebrate the opening of their new location on U.S. Highway 29 North in Pelzer. Enjoy free burgers, hot dogs, chips, and more. A bounce house and snow cones for the kids, so bring the family. There will also be free hats, shirts, raffles, and other giveaways at Lion Metal Roofing this Saturday from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 6713 U.S. Highway 29 North in Pelzer. Get in on all the fun at Lion Metal Roofing this Saturday. See you there.
Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Cubbage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction, and if you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want, and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Can't tell people how to freak out.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
To the Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from George Coleman Ford. I'll be giving you specials all day today. Come on out and see us. Have some pizza. Have some drink stuffs. Let me tell you about Westminster Vision. Doctor of Optometry Paul Coppola, founded 1996. Vision correction, contacts, lens dispensing. Everything is guaranteed. Glasses, contacts, you name it. Dr. Coppola will give you your money back if it doesn't work for you. Custom frames and lenses. They make the lenses themselves in-house, so we're quicker and we can often reuse your existing frames. How about that? Affordable Health Care Act approved. Everything gets explained until you get it. Third location in Pendleton now, right across from the QT. Personable staff. You deal directly with the owner. 1390 Tiger Boulevard in Clemson, or 111 Retreat Street in Westminster, and of course, the new location in Pendleton. Here's what I'm going to give you the Clemson number. If you want either of the other phone numbers for the other locations, they'll be happy to give it to you so I don't try and confuse you with three phone numbers. 864-654-4141. 864-654-4141. Westminster Vision. People always complain you can't get in on this show. We've been incredibly busy for weeks now, but you can get in right now if you know what you want to talk about. You know, again, going back to that game last night, and Ramona, do me a favor, pull up Boston College's schedule for me, if you don't mind. And we'll take a look at that. Let me see if this is it here. I have it here. All right, BC is at Purdue. They get Temple at home. They are at NC State. Excuse me. Boy, this is a confusing schedule. They have a visitor and a home column, and it goes back and forth, and they have NC State listed twice. Actually, they have NC State listed as a visitor and a home team. All right, Ramona, pull up a schedule for me that isn't this one. But it starts out, their next games are at Purdue, and then they are home to Temple. And then I believe they're at NC State, I believe. Again,
I got at NC State.
Okay, I believe that's correct, yes.
Right.
All right, and then they're home to Louisville, is that right?
Right.
Okay, go ahead from
and
there.
And then they have Miami at home.
Uh-huh.
And then they're at Virginia Tech, and then they have Clemson at home, and then they're at FSU, and then they have Syracuse at home.
Okay, if you ask me right now, which of those teams are beating BC? Forget Clemson for a second. You ask me which of those other teams are beating BC? I don't think any of them are. None of them. Not a single one of them. Now, is BC going to slip up somewhere and lose a game that maybe they shouldn't lose? Maybe. Probably. But that leaves you at 10-2 at worst. And that's where I think we are. The reality of Boston College is they are a 10-2 team at worst. I will be picking them against every one of those teams. I'm picking them against Purdue. Purdue doesn't nearly have a good enough defense to deal with Boston College and what Boston College offers. The Temple's not beating them. Boston College will crush Temple. NC State, that game is at NC State, Ramona, right?
Yes.
All right, if you're looking for a place where maybe they could slip up there, but are you taking NC State against BC right now? I'm not, given the losses that NC State incurred defensively. That game last year was 24-21. That's the game Brown got injured in. I don't think they're beating Boston College. Louisville's not winning at Boston College with that defense they have. And then it's Miami at BC. Well, I'm sorry. I don't see Miami beating Boston College. I just don't. I think Boston College is just better than Miami. Miami can't block anybody. Their tackles suck. I mean, how are they going to block those two edge guys? I mean, Sam Hartman of Wake Forest was under duress all night. You know, I heard a guest earlier talking about, well, you know, it was Sam Hartman didn't play very well. You wouldn't have played very well either if you were being rushed by those two defensive ends. He was under duress. Every time he threw, he had guys in his face and all around him. Those two defensive ends are going to pressure. You're going to put Malik Rozier on the road? And you know, let me tell you something else. Everyone knows there's no atmosphere at Chestnut Hill. It's a pro city. No one really cares about Boston College football. But what if Boston College is like, what is it? Clemson is game, 10? What if Boston College is 9-0 when they get to Clemson? You think they'll care then? You understand what I'm saying? That can change based on the nature of your team and the nature of your season. Like right now, no one cares about the Boston College home environment. But let Boston College roll off 3, 4, 5 more wins and score 50 points a game as they're doing, and suddenly people are going to care. Suddenly people who haven't been there in years are going to be there. Trust me when I tell you this. If we get to the point where Boston College is either unbeaten or has one loss when they play Clemson, tickets aren't going to be as easy to come by for Clemson fans there as they've been in the past. That environment will change. This is a dangerous, dangerous football team. Wake up. Again, they have a Herschel Walker character at running back. Now, he does not have the long speed that Herschel Walker did. No one ever has. It was that size. But this is a 240-pound back with nifty feet and way better long speed than a 240-pound guy should have. This is how a guy runs for 168 yards every game over a 10-game stretch. I mean, the announcers last night were talking about how Wake Forest did a good job on him. All right, maybe they did. He rushed for 200 yards. So if they did a good job on him, good luck to everybody else. You know, if that's a good job, good luck to everybody else. And Boston College now complements that with all that lateral speed they have. They've got guys who can run. To the Northland Communication phone lines. Brad is up first. Brad, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, Walt. I was just looking at a few of the game lines, and I just had a couple questions for you. I just want to name three potential matchups, and you tell me if you think it's worth betting or not.
Okay.
First is the Missouri and Purdue game. I just called the end of you saying Purdue's defense won't be able to keep up with Boston College, and I would assume it would be similar with Missouri, but maybe I'm wrong. And then the other two are...
Yeah. On that one, Brad, I don't think you're wrong. That line's actually gone down, which is puzzling to me. Purdue kicked the crap out of Missouri last year, as I remember, but I don't see that happening this time. I think Missouri's the better team. I think Purdue has a lot of questions right now, and a lot of those questions are on defense. So I think that's a game Missouri's going to win, and I think they're going to win fairly comfortably.
Okay, and then the other two games it's NFL. I know nothing about the Titans. Maybe I'm just Deshaun biased, but I saw they were only favored by 2. Didn't know if that was worth it. And then the last game was, I noticed the Patriots are only 1-point favorites with Fournette banged up. I didn't know if that was worth it. And I'll take your comments off the air.
All right, Brad. Thank you. I I think the Patriots are like on a revenge tour, and I just think they're still the best team in football. You know, so I'm definitely not going against New England in any game. I mean, they may lose a game or two, but I mean, that thing with the Vegas total on them, 11, is stealing unless Brady gets hurt. And in the other one, you know, I need to see more from Houston right now. They didn't look very good at New England last week. Deshaun didn't play very well. He was still under some pressure, but he didn't find any comfort zone. Marcus Mariota hasn't played well and banged up as well, which is pretty much his permanent state. I don't like that game. I would just stay away from it. C. Brown, how are you?
I'm doing good, Walt. How about you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
All right. I was just going to call about the Dolphins game last week. I was not really impressed with the play that we had, especially that interception whenever we almost had the interception in the red zone. I think we had one almost run back. And this week coming up, we're playing against the Jets. So I'm not really sure how to take that, because, you know, you take a good quarterback coming out of college and give him some confidence, and next thing you know, he's on fire. So what do you think about this next week, and about how much longer do you think we can pull some plays out from Ryan Tannehill before we start looking for a replacement for him? And I'll take your answers off the air.
Okay, I appreciate the call. Well, there are a lot of questions. Thank you. Thank you, C. Brown. I appreciate the call. There are a lot of questions there. Look, first of all, I think Tannehill was just coming into his own last year when he was injured. And so it's been a while since he's played football again. I know the Dolphin fans feel like they're in this situation constantly, but I think you're going to have to be a little patient with them at the start of the year. Look, here's the thing. The Dolphins, in drafting the way they did in this last draft, the Dolphins said, we're all in with Tannehill. So there's nothing else there. It's not like there's somebody else you can put in. The backup quarterbacks are all terrible. So you are all in with Ryan Tannehill. You're cliche alert, you're going to sink or swim with him, just the way it is. So we'll see. I mean, I think that Sam Darnold is the future. I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer if he stays healthy. I think that's how good he is. But I also think he's still going to be prone to ups and downs early in his career. And I don't think the Jets in any way, shape, or form are a ready-made product right now. I think Detroit helped them look as good as they did. So it's a game that I would expect the Dolphins to play better and the Dolphins to have a chance to win. I think it'll be a competitive game. I think Sam Darnold will find life a little more difficult this week as well. So I think it's going to be a close game. I mean, this is a 24-21 type of football game. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a new condo hotel under construction on Lake Hartwell. Pricing starts in the mid-200s. Financing's available. Located on Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson. Lakeside Lodge, the unique concept, blends the ownership of condominium, the amenities of a resort, the ability for owners to generate income through a professionally managed short-term rental program. It'll feature 118 residences, mix of studio, two-bedroom, three-bedroom. The resort will have a lobby bar with food service, pool and hot tub, walking pass, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities, even a 50-yard football field for families to enjoy, and an expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge will also have modified hotel services, housekeeping, and maintenance. Owners can enjoy home at the time at their lake homes without the hassle and upkeep of owning a home. But Lakeside Lodge is more than just a development. Clemson's a place for Clemson Nation to gather. Former Clemson Tiger Taj Boyd is leading the Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales effort. Taj works in the new sales office, 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. Trust me, go see him. You'll thank me later. We'll take a quick break. We're live from George Coleman Ford. You can get in on the phone line, 654-7627, 654-7627. If you think that Boston College is only a byproduct of playing Wake Forest last night, as one individual wrote me this morning, you are sadly mistaken. Boston College is good. We'll be back.
The Clemson Tigers Network. Go! It's family weekend at Death Valley as your Clemson Tigers hit the field. The Georgia Southern Eagles are coming to town, and we'll be sure to show them a good time. Catch every minute, starting with the Tiger Tailgate Show on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action, starting with the Tiger Pregame Show, right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Off to the Sweet 16 as Clemson downs Auburn 84-53 in a no-doubter here in San Diego.
Tiger fans, season tickets are on sale to watch your Clemson men's basketball team for the 2018-19 season. Don't miss your chance to guarantee your seat for each home game by visiting ClemsonTigers.com. Little John Coliseum will be the place to be as the Tigers return four starters off of last year's Sweet 16 team. Get your season tickets today.
Watching your family grow is a wonderful part of life, but it comes with responsibilities. Have you saved enough for college for your children or grandchildren? Do you have enough life insurance for today and the future? Have you planned when you will retire and begin Social Security? None of these questions are easily answered. Talk to the independent financial advisors at Kiwi Financial Group. Wherever you are in life and whatever you need for your family, Kiwi Financial Group can provide solutions. Call today, 654-5043.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Electric City Crane Service, here to service any and all of your commercial and residential crane needs. Trust the local pros with over 50 years of experience in steel erection, roof trusses, and material lifts. Electric City Crane Service can also set new AC units and move or relocate hefty equipment in a safe and efficient manner. Ready to help you in every step of the way? Leave it to the certified professionals at Electric City Crane Service. Call 225-5351 today, 225-5351. Go Tigers!
Quark here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley's been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Tailgating Clemson Style, brought to you by Herb and Carol Tyler of Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. They don't want you to miss out on delicious trays of nuggets, strips, wraps, and the new chilled grilled chicken sub tray, all guaranteed to satisfy. Get gallons of sweet tea or lemonade and one-of-a-kind chocolate chunk cookies. Order early by going online at ilovechickfil-a.com or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson or Chick-fil-A of Seneca so you can tailgate Clemson Style.
Hi, this is Gary the Mortgage Expert. Do you need a mortgage? Get 3.875%. Buying a home? 3.875%. Is your credit only average? Get 3.875% with a 680 credit score. Take advantage of my 23 years of experience and call me at 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. NMLS number 107429, Classic Home Mortgage, NMLS number 182005. Subject to underwriting approval, equal credit opportunity lender, FHA loan APR 4.99%, rate subject to change.
If you are in need of eye care and would like a more personal experience, consider Westminster Vision. We are locally owned and staffed with three convenient locations to serve you in Clemson, Pendleton, and of course, Westminster. We offer a large selection of eyewear and all types of medical care, even on Saturdays. So for quick, reasonable service you can trust, call us for an appointment at 646-3535.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Pricey, but man, what a game changer.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Hey, it's a party over here. Bring your people to the other side. Take them back roads. You might want to bring your other ride. Big chrome wheels, custom paint. That ain't cutting it. Nobbies with the mud flaps. We be on some couple hundred cattle and a barn full of southern cat. You can't tell me nothing about barbecue.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from George Coleman Ford. You know, and I have people ask me, you know, how do I think Boston College will fare against Clemson, or Clemson will fare against Boston College? I think it's going to be a tough game. I think it's going to be a tough game. I do not think that's going to be an easy game. You know, in the past, games at Boston College have proven somewhat problematic for teams like Clemson and Florida State because those teams have to generate their own atmosphere. It's a dead zone. It's not because the environment is tough or the team is great. It's a flatline environment. It's like, it drags everybody down. Nobody really wants to go up there or play there or any of that stuff. Now, this is different. This is a team that, you know, again, I think that there are still people who don't get it. I still think people are talking about, you know, BC as, you know, they could win seven games or they could win. Just look at the teams that they're going to be playing. You know, again, people talk about, well, Clemson's going to play an easy schedule. You know, Clemson's not going to play. Well, Boston College could play the same teams. So which of those teams are going to beat Boston College? Remember, start with the fact. This is really important. Start with the fact that they have a Herschel Walker type of presence in the backfield that you are going to have to overcommit to stop. Then add the fact they have speed at receiver, and they also have speed that they can stretch you laterally with guys like Smith. They have quality tight ends, and they have a quarterback who's athletic and accurate. Add in the fact that their offensive line has as many combined starts as any offensive line in the league, and that they have the second best pair of defensive ends in the ACC, the best pair of safeties, and a young middle linebacker that they like. Okay, now tell me about those other teams. Tell me about Syracuse and crappy Florida State, and because that's what they are. Again, the Florida State thing just mystifies me. People keep looking for a way to make them something better. That, you know, it's the same thing. It's, well, you know, they have talent. No, they don't. They don't have talent where they need it. They have talent where it doesn't matter. Cam Akers can be the greatest fast twitch explosive tailback ever. He can't even get back to the line of scrimmage. You know, they cannot block. And, oh, by the way, their cornerbacks don't find the football. They're young, and they don't find the football. I mean, and people keep watching this team play and think, well, they're going to get better. They're not going to get better. Not this year. Did they get better last year? Was there any part of Florida State that got better last year, or did they actually almost get worse at the end? Seems to me I remember them losing by 30 to BC. And yet people keep believing that that's going to happen. I mean, have you seen anything from Louisville? Or how about that Syracuse defense? You think that defense is going to stop A.J. Dillon? I mean, A.J. Dillon may set the all-time NCAA single-game rushing record against Syracuse. And if he doesn't, it'll be because Syracuse committed all 11 guys to stopping him, in which case Brown's going to throw 10 touchdown passes. See, there's a dilemma right now with trying to defend Boston College. And I don't think people fully grasp it yet. And you need to. You need to. Because as I see it, the ACC is coming down to Clemson and BC at Chestnut Hill. And the winner of that game is going to win the division and probably go on to win the league. That's how I see it playing out. I think Clemson's going to play a Boston College team. I think that, what was that, we won a game 10? I think game 10, Boston College is going to be 8-1 or 9-0 when they play that game. 8-1 or 9-0. And the winner of that game is going to win the division. Because I think there was an expectation that Clemson would go unbeaten in league, and that the next best team would probably win, you know, four games or something. No worries about that. No worries about the Clemson not playing ranked teams, because BC's going to be like 10 in the country when Clemson plays BC. So don't worry about the ranked team thing. Clemson's got plenty of ammo should the Tigers take care of business in that football game. You want to get in, 654-7627. Whose house and Knowles fan? Whose house?
Hey, Walt, what's happening, man?
How you doing? Whose house? Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, I was wondering why you guys are so worried about Boston College. We got Georgia Southern coming in this weekend, baby.
Yeah, and Clemson's going to beat Georgia Southern by a million.
Yeah, I'll tell you why not, though. I'll tell you why not, because me and Herc Russell, we went down to Eagle Creek. We got the gallon jug filled, and we're coming right to Death Valley. We're going to pour that water all over.
Well, you know, whose house? I wish you luck with that. Look, here's the thing. I think you're headed back in the right direction. I think that Shai Wirtz is a nice player. I think you're heading in the right direction. But here's the problem. You've had four offensive coordinators in the last 4 years, and last year your offense wasn't effective at all. And I think you're starting to figure out who you are, but you don't know yet. And you're about to play one of the biggest bullies in all of college football. You know, listen.
Oh, I'd say everything's lining up, though. You know, the hurricane. Moving the game time. All right, we got the school buses. We're headed up.
Yeah, look, I like Georgia Southern. I have tremendous respect for the program. I have tremendous respect for the history. And I think you're going to get better and better all year long. I think you're going to have a big bounce back year from last year. It's just not going to happen this weekend.
We keep it within 20.
I don't think so. I just don't. I don't think.
Oh,
I don't
come
think.
On, come on.
I don't. I do think this. I think your defense has improved. I'll grant you that. I think the defense is better. In fact, the defense may be a little.
Solid against Madison.
Yeah, the defense may be a little ahead of the offense right now.
Sure. Hey, so but Wirtz, man, he's good. He's good.
Yeah.
But, he's no Tracy Ham, but.
Yeah, I think he'll give you everything that he has, but at the end of the day, you're playing a team that's just too good.
Hey, all I gotta say is gotta. We all know what that stands for, right?
All right, who's
hey, you know how that came about, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, see, Herc Russell, they were playing a game at Georgia Tech. And when they were down at the half in the locker room, and there were some letters on the board, and it said GTAA. Well, they were getting beat, and Herc went up there and rearranged the letters to GATA. He said, get out of the half! That's how that came about. Yeah, hey, buddy, there's a little history for you.
Hey, it's good to have you back, Who's House. Call me on Monday.
Let's go, Eagles. Put me up on the text line. We'll see what the result is coming about 3 o'clock.
Thank you, Who's House. hey, Ramona, Who's House is our resident Georgia Southern fan.
I heard that.
Yeah, how about that?
He's excited.
He is excited. I don't think he'll be as excited around 4 o'clock on Saturday. look, Clemson has a league game coming up next, Georgia Tech. The circumstances of this game make it a little bit of a sleepy time game for Clemson, so we'll see. I just want to see Clemson get back to running the football a little bit. And again, I think Georgia Southern's going to have a bounce back year and go on to have a good season. It's just not going to happen this Saturday. Knowles fan.
Well,
Knowles fan. How you doing, Knowles fan?
Man, hey, I'm great. It's football time, right?
Oh, well, it is for the rest of the country.
Yes, I understand. Well, it was pretty good. We played a good game against Stanford. I'm going to say Stanford instead of Sanford because it sounds better. Let's say Stanford the whole time, see if anybody catches on. Well,
yeah, all right.
No, it was that quarterback. You got to give them credit. That team came in and played. But, I mean, Florida State, I mean, I think we all know we can't block anybody up front. And our defense kind of can't stop anybody. I think the guy threw for 500 yards on us last week. So.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's a lot of yards.
You're not getting pressure, and your DBs aren't finding the football. So when you add up all the things, Florida State doesn't have one issue. They had a whole bunch of issues.
Well, I think it starts at linebacker on the defensive side, though, because we have safeties playing linebacker because we don't have a single linebacker. I think last week you had a linebacker that had two tackles. Whole game. So, I mean, we don't have any linebacker depth, which, I mean, you need to stop the run. I mean, it's going to be a rough year, Walt. But I want to talk about the Syracuse game. You know, I heard you say they got a bad defense. I mean, you know, is this a game that Florida State can maybe, if their offense can get going since their defense is bad, is this something that maybe our offensive line can protect them a little bit against Syracuse and maybe be a shootout and Florida State have a chance to win this game?
Well, look, I don't think Syracuse is going to blow you out or anything, and you're the favorite in the game, so Vegas certainly thinks so, but I think they continue to overvalue you. I mean, I don't love Syracuse at all. I think they have issues defensively. They lost their two physical top receivers from a year ago. But, you know, the last time I saw Syracuse play Florida State was in the Swamp, was in Tallahassee last year, and that's a game that they could have, should have won. So now they're going to get
you. Yeah, they missed the field goal. If I'm not mistaken, they missed the field goal and could have won the game. Yeah, I mean,
exactly.
It's a close game.
So now they're going to get you at home. And right now they have the better quarterback.
Yeah, Francois is not making any good reads. I think the system's – he's still trying to get used to it. I mean, you see a little bit of improvement, but he just don't have time. I mean, how can you – you're trying to learn an offense and make a decision quick because you just have everybody in your face. Does going on the road help Florida State at all, maybe with all the pressure and everything with the new season?
Because
a lot of people had high expectations. Does going on the road, do you think if the offense gets going – I mean, now don't take this the wrong way, but, I mean, can Florida State – you know, help theirself this season and just improve, you know, going into next year if the offense gets going. I'd like to know your takes on that, Walt. But my take, I think if we're going to win, it's going to be a shootout. Let's say, 35-33, something like that, Knowles. I mean, I think that's how we're going to have to win it. I mean, because I think both teams are going to score.
Yeah, I agree with that. Good job, Knowles fan. I'll answer the rest of it off air. Thank you. Appreciate the call.
Go Knowles.
I think that you only got the go Noel, and then it just faded into.
Yeah, you
the
didn't let him say
faded
go
into
Noles.
The forest. Faded deep into the forest. You know, look, here's the thing. I would agree with that in principle. I don't think it's a bad thing right now for Florida State to get out of Tallahassee. I mean, now. You know, I could see those fans in Tallahassee showing up with bags on their heads. So I don't think it's a bad thing necessarily to get away from there right now. My concern is this. If that game comes down, is close at the end of the game, who are you going with right now? Are you going with Dungy and Dino Babers? Or are you going with DeAndre Francois and Willie Taggart? I mean, I feel more comfortable going with Babers and Eric Dungy than I do Florida State's duo right now. I just think that I believe in them more. And again, this is coming from somebody who doesn't believe in Syracuse at all. All right, I'm not high on Syracuse. But I think they're good enough to beat this team. I still don't think people get it. Florida State's a bad team. It's not something's happened to them or somebody's done them wrong or any of that stuff. They're bad. Believe your eyes. They're bad. Go watch the games last year. They're bad. Go watch the games this year. They're bad. They're still bad. It's not. They're not getting better. It's not happening. They're a last place team. That's what's happening. Walt up to the road rage. Quick break.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority.